Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
Tuesday's show is over. Tuesday, H-O-A, Tuesday. Do you know?
Eat some cashews.
People come to us and ask us to perform that song, and they're also like, will you cut it?
Yeah, it's like, good. But every Tuesday I sing it.
I didn't know this was going to be a cult song. Mm-hmm. I've kind of memorized a lot of it. Give me that beat, Raymundo. This is a song we wrote a long time ago about Tuesday, and we never actually put it out.
Are we like Popeye's chicken sandwich?
Can I get my computer? Because I need to look at all the lyrics. What?
Is this like Popeye's chicken sandwich? Like everyone wants it?
No, because nobody wanted it.
Oh.
So there was a song about Tuesday, and this is like two albums ago, and it was so bad that we never recorded it. And I still think it's bad.
But the people like it.
And Amy, everywhere we go, somebody asks about the Tuesday song. So we haven't cut it. Let me see if I can find it real quick. Raymundo, do you got that beat for me? Can I have the attention of the class?
You know what day it is?
Turn it up, Raymundo.
Tuesday, H-O-A, Tuesday. Housewives gon' booze day. I'm talking about Tuesday.
Let's do it again.
Tuesday, brown cow goes moose day. Eat some cashews day. I'm just talking about Tuesday.
Best day of the week, you all know it's my time. So I made a song about Tuesday, so happens it rhymes. The lowest number of crimes, the super bingo at 9. I don't know how you do your Tuesdays, this is how I do mine. You see, the sun comes up, there's a smile on my mouth. Why I love Tuesdays, it's the first thing I shout. We got free Zumba in the morning every Tuesday at 5. I got my spandex on, it's time to head to the Y.
Tuesday, H-O-A, Tuesday. Housewives gon' booze day. I'm just talking about Tuesday.
Do it again now.
Tuesday, brown cow goes moose day. Eat some cashews day. I'm just talking about Tuesday.
To the bridge, Mardi Gras on a Tuesday. I go to Krav Maga on a Tuesday. I'm playing Pokemon on a Tuesday. Came out of my mom on a Tuesday. I'm saying
Tuesday, H-O-A, Tuesday. Housewives gon' booze day. I'm just talking about Tuesday.
There you go, thank you.
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
That's a love that you do that live every Tuesday.
Live?
It is live.
What do you think about that, Amy?
I love
it. On your computer.
No, I'm a huge fan.
You fizzled out.
I know.
We needed you on those choruses.
Like, as soon as the show is over and we're still recording, she starts eating or getting on her computer.
I don't know the words.
It's Tuesday.
Hey, all you have to do is go,
I sang that part. And then I was like, do they even want me a part of it?
Yes, of course
I don't know if you do.
Here's Tuesday top five. Top three.
Tuesday.
Number three song this week in country music is Living from Dierks Bentley.
Some days you're living.
The number two song is from Matt Stell, Prayed for You.
Every single day before I knew your name, I couldn't see your face, but I prayed for you.
The number one song is Carrie Underwood, Southbound. Congratulations to Carrie.
Southbound, outbound, Tennessee, honey, cotton, a bus, then south.
The number one pop song is Lizzo, Truth Hurts. Here you go.
Why men great till they gotta be great?
I mean, it's no Tuesday, but...
I am close.
And the number one hip-hop song is Chris Brown with Drake, No Guidance.
Baby girl, you got it, girl, you got it, girl. You got it, girl, you got it, girl.
It's the number one hip-hop song.
No, I'm not into it.
We haven't heard enough of it yet. You're bouncing a Tuesday, but you don't bounce to Chris Brown and Drake?
I mean, do y'all like it?
I haven't heard enough of it. Let me hear a little more. Here we go.
Yep.
Yeah. Do you think we ever take the Tuesday song to the actual radio show? That's the question. If when we start starting the show off with that song,
yes,
you know that's trouble.
The big show.
No, I mean, I think that should be an every Tuesday thing.
I go to Mardi Gras on a Tuesday. I go to Krav Maga on a Tuesday. I'm playing Pokemon on a Tuesday. Came out of my mom on a Tuesday.
I love that part.
We're so stupid. Okay, Tuesday. Is there anything I wanted to... Oh, do you want to do a nerdy minute with Mike D?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Mike D, who did talk about the... He talks about the Joker later on in the show. It's time for a nerdy minute with Mike D. You're on.
Yeah, so there are these things called deep fakes.
and there's really been no regulation on them until now.
Do you know what a deepfake is, everybody?
No.
No.
To give it to you, it's basically if you took a video of Eddie, you could make him say whatever you wanted. His mouth would move so perfectly, you would think that it literally was Eddie saying whatever that a computer person puts into him.
Scary, because they could do it with politicians.
And they have started to do them.
And that's what's happening in California now. They are banning deepfakes when it comes to anything with like politicians, because you can pretty much make them say or do like anything.
So it's weird to ban something, though, that people are doing illegally anyway.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of a statement, right? They're like, we're banning them.
They're banning them.
But they're not even, they're not allowing for movies either, are they?
No.
Do you know if they are or not?
I don't know, no.
Because they could take old videos of, like, Marilyn Monroe, and they could actually use them for good.
Right.
And, like, create and put her in new movies.
Isn't that what
too.
They did with Princess Leia, Mike D?
Yeah. I mean, it's not, it's the same kind of technology, but it's not the exact same thing.
They worry because they can make anybody, and the more famous you are, the more pictures there are of you about this AI learns your face, learns, and the more pictures exist on the internet, the more they have to work with.
And then they take it to another video and transpose that onto that face, and it just, you can make them say anything, look anyway, it's crazy.
And we would believe it.
It's scary.
Yeah,
do you know why it's called a deep fake?
Yeah, the user on Reddit.
Boom.
The one
nice job.
Came up with it, yeah.
The guy was like...
That's his username?
Yeah, he created a porno video, mm-hmm. and his name was Deep Fake. And he was like, he even put all the software out there. Everything he did, he's like, this is what I did, this is what I did. It was kind of elementary back in the day. 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Back in the day. And then they just started getting better. But the technology learns everything about your face and body.
Dang.
And it's gotten so good this year where, I mean, they're like making videos of, you know, like politicians, like, oh, they said this, like they didn't say that.
Oh my gosh.
That's their voice.
The next election is going to be crazy because it's almost like even the one before.
I would just start, instead of fake news, like, yo, deep fake. I'd say that deep fake. That's a deep fake.
Right. Uh-huh. I mean, you never knew what to believe anyway. And now it's just going to get even more difficult. Mm-hmm. I feel like we're going to get faked out left and right.
It's a good nerdy minute segment though.
It was.
And look at you knowing all this stuff. I'm big into learning about the deep fakes and. Just, I'm dialed into that too, but you even knew where the name came from. Look at you.
Well, he's a nerd.
I know.
Nerdy Minute.
Sorry, I'm a nerd.
You are so. That's the Nerdy Minute with Mike. There it is. Do we want to hop into our, do we have 26-year-old cares about imaging? We don't. We haven't ordered it yet. We didn't get ahead of our birthday.
Yeah, I can just dub over it live.
Oh, yeah, because it's your voice?
No, I think it's somebody else's.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Do you want to do the one about Sylvester Stallone?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here's Morgan number two. Go ahead, Raymundo.
Hey, 26.
That's good.
Let's do it again so we don't laugh over it. Okay, go ahead.
Hey, 26.
Well, Elton John revealed a crazy story about Sylvester Stallone. He confessed that Sylvester Stallone and Richard Gere were at a party at his house in the early 90s, and both of them really wanted to get with Princess Diana, and they basically got all up in each other's faces and almost started throwing punches over Princess Diana.
Rocky and who?
Richard Gere.
Oh, Sylvester Stallone would have killed him, right?
That's funny.
Well, you know who won?
Richard Gere.
No!
He left with her.
Wow.
Which, by the way, speaking of leaving places with people, I'm going to bring something up. Is that okay?
Yeah.
It's not going to say any bad.
Yeah.
I went to Morgan's birthday. We talked about this off the air. She thought I went home with one of her friends.
Because you left with her?
Yeah, but I left with her and Hillary and walked them out to get an Uber and just sat with them until their car came and got them.
That's how rumors get started, man.
No, she didn't spread it.
No.
She was like, Morgan number two thought I left with one of her friends. And I was like, would you think I would do that?
I don't know. I was really drunk. So I just saw two people leaving and I was like, well, maybe, cool. Whatever makes anybody happy, I'm here for. So I like FaceTimed my friend the next morning. I was like, hey, where are you at? She wasn't with Bobby, so.
I literally took her and Hillary out like a few blocks away because he had to get away from the bars because too many people can't get an Uber there. And I sat with them both until they got their cars. And then I called my Uber and got out of there.
Right, just because you leave with somebody, it doesn't mean anything.
Well, or it would have meant we were going to get something to eat or probably. I wasn't going to hook up with her. Or
did y'all go get something to eat?
No, I just put her in her car. When I was tired. Eddie and I had been...
Yeah, it was a long, long day.
And also, I would have been like, hey, Morgan number two, I would have asked you about her first.
No. Okay. But maybe, I don't know if you could have in that moment.
Even if you were drunk, I'd have been like...
Yeah.
Yeah, I just...
Well, just say that you did. She won't remember anyway.
That's probably what she's thinking when she woke up. She's like, I don't really know what happened.
Well, that it didn't. I just wondered if you thought I would do that without saying something to you about it first if it was your friend.
No, I mean, but we have a good enough friendship. I'd want you and her to be happy. So if that made you guys happy, then I wouldn't care.
Well, then they went home together.
Did you get her number?
We didn't. No, no. You don't need people's numbers anymore.
Did you get her Instagram?
The days of numbers are kind of, I mean, you don't have to have it.
Yeah.
You just get someone's Instagram and send them a direct message. You kind of go, and it's also safer to start there. Would you agree, Morgan, number two?
Yes.
You can go Instagram if you like each other there, then you move to the number. So I rarely get anybody's number anymore. It's just DM, second step's number. Third step, baby.
Just like that.
Just like that. All right, that's it for the post-show pre-show today. Thank you, guys. Here is Tuesday's show.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, what's happening, guys? Welcome to Tuesday's show. Good morning, good morning. Amy, you good?
Yeah, you?
Man, I'm good. Morning, studio.
Morning. Morning.
Yeah, I'm real good. You know, walk in the studio. Do you know what I say every day to the room?
Oh, how's my favorite studio?
Yeah.
I'm normally walking in behind me, always hear it. So, but I think that's what you say.
Every morning I walk in and go, how's my favorite studio?
Yeah.
And
I say, there he is.
It's a reference to The Office.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I didn't know.
Because when Ryan, who is the temp and then gets the job as the big boss, comes in, he goes, how's my favorite branch doing? Every time.
Gotcha.
And so I come in like, how's my favorite studio?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I do.
What is there he is from?
Just like there he is.
And that's what we just have the same stuff we say to each other all the
every
time.
Every day it's the same thing.
I know, to Ray it's coach.
Hey, all right, let's do what's the haps here. All right, here we go. What's
hey,
the haps?
Hey, what's the haps?
Amy, what's the haps?
Well, so last night I dreamed that I got handcuffed. I wasn't being arrested.
Okay.
What on earth? I mean, I was. It was a police officer, but he said I wasn't like being arrested or going to jail. So then obviously I know we don't talk about dreams too much, but I was like, what does that mean? Like I got handcuffed. And it says that maybe I don't have the freedom to take my life the direction it wants to go. Like I'm feeling held back somewhere in some way, shape, or form. So I feel cuffed. I don't know.
Maybe it's time to get a divorce.
Oh, I didn't take it that direction.
No, I'm kidding. Listen, every dream website you go to tells you a different story.
Oh, dreambible.com. That's right.
Haven't looked at the Dream Bible. Got to be honest with
interesting.
You.
Right. I don't know. But I was like, I even was crying, like, please take the handcuffs off. But the police officer said,
are you
he couldn't.
Sure you were asleep?
Never mind.
All right.
Hey, what's the hat?
What's the hat with you?
Well, today we shoot American Idol.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting a talk show for the first time. So American Idol has accepted. I said, hey, let me do a talk show on American Idol. And so we're shooting it today. We're going to see if it ends up making the show. So I'm calling to the 2-minute talk show, and they let me do whatever I want for 2 minutes.
That's cool.
In an American Idol episode.
But you're talking about American Idol or whatever you want.
Well, no, I'll like bring on guests. Like Luke will come on.
Okay.
And so I wrote out the whole thing. And so Luke Bryan comes on as my first guest. And I'm like, hey, here he is. He's so country, his toothpaste is camouflage. And he sits down, and
yeah.
And then we ask him one question. I'm like, hey, man, looks like we're almost out of time.
Oh, yeah.
And so then we run through some real quick ones, and then it's over. But so far, they've been like, yeah, let's shoot it, because we're in Milwaukee today, and we're going to shoot the 2-minute talk show. And hopefully, it starts running in episodes of American Idol. How cool would that be?
That'd be so
really cool.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's the plan. I'm a little nervous about it today, because if it doesn't go well, then I'll come tomorrow and be like, that didn't go so well. But today, we're shooting from 11 until 9 p.m., so we'll do the show, and then we'll shoot all the way until tonight. We do 2 days in Milwaukee.
Wow.
That's what's the haps with me.
Hey! What's the haps?
Lunchbox?
Ooh, today I'm going to test my foot out. I have not gone running. I played a little bit of soccer, but like 50%, not giving full effort. But I'm actually going to go run some miles today since I sprained my foot about a month ago. So it's going to be first time running, and I'm really excited and nervous.
It is. Back at it. No boot, though, huh?
No boot.
At all? Does it hurt when you sleep?
No, but I do have an insert in my shoe that doesn't allow my shoe to bend.
Time marches on. All right. Hey!
Hey! What's the haps?
Producer Eddie?
For a week now, I feel like I've had something in my throat, like a lump maybe or something. I don't know, and I'm really scared. I Googled it last night, and it says it could be really serious.
Never
to
Google
just
a medical ailment.
Yeah, I realize that quickly.
Yeah, it could be an itch or a cancer.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
And everything. It's like dreams. You Google it, you're going to get every answer possible.
I'm going to give it a couple days before I go to the doctor just in case it goes away. But other than that, it's really scaring me.
At our show this past weekend, Eddie was opening his throat, going, look at my throat. Look in here. See, was something wrong? I'm like, one, I don't want to look. And two, even if I did,
I wouldn't know what the difference is.
Yeah. You could probably tell if it's irritated or red.
I'm sure it's irritated because he kept going,
Yeah, they did say it was red, but yeah. Other than that, we don't know.
I would say if it's still hurting by Friday, go to the doctor next week. Set up an appointment. All right. Hey, what's the haps?
Hey,
there we go.
What's the haps?
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
Okay, today we will be drafting the best smells. The best, your favorite smells. Now, we have five teams here. Lunchbox, Eddie, Morgan number two, Raymundo, and myself. That'll be the order we go. And it goes all the way down the line, and then it starts at the back of the line for round two. So it goes reverse. That's what's called a snake draft. Now, you're drafting the best smell, your favorite smell, and then the team with the best smells gets voted on, and we'll get a winner tomorrow. Are we ready to go?
Ready.
Lunchbox has the first pick in the best smell. Lunchbox, what do you have here?
Oh, when you announced this draft, the first thing my nose told me was the best smell in the world. You walk in and cookies fresh out of the oven. Woo-hoo! That is so good.
All right, solid pick.
Good number one pick.
Freshly baked cookies. Eddie, best smell.
Okay, I too thought about that one, but I'm not going with that one. Obviously, it's gone. So I'm going to go with the new car smell.
Oh, new car smell.
Everyone loves the smell of a new car.
All right. There he goes.
I hope so.
New car smell. Morgan number two. We're talking about smells here. She cracks her knuckles like she's... a minute ago when you guys were out of the studio, I was like, you can tell me what your pick is, Morgan number two. She was like, I can't. I'm determined to win. Oh. She goes, people vote for me because they want me to win, not even about my picks anymore. She has a big fan base, apparently,
wow.
Voting for her picks.
Cocky.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh. I'm going to go with freshly mowed grass.
Dang it.
That's a pretty solid. That's pretty good. Solid pick. It's a pretty small, solid pick. Amy, how do you feel about it? Amy's bitter.
Yeah, she's not even clapping.
She's not even paying attention. She's on her computer.
I'm paying attention, and that's not a smell I want. Like, I wouldn't. Like, I would burn a candle for, like, fresh-baked cookies. I don't know about new car, Eddie, but
wow.
I'm not going to burn a grass clippings candle.
All right. Raymundo, best smell.
Going with coffee brewing.
Coffee, that's a pretty solid one. Amy, good. How do you feel about that one?
Coffee kind of stinks sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah, good point.
Well,
kind of smells like cigarette butts.
Oh, yeah, ooh. Definitely.
But I like coffee. I like
cigarette
coffee.
Butts.
But it can. Is it butts or buds?
No,
butts. Butts. Okay.
Well, so it's best smells, and I can't go by Amy's candle theory, although I do think that's solid because mine is not a candle.
Okay, what is it?
It wouldn't be a candle for mine. But I'm going to go best smell puppy breath.
What?
Yeah.
Ew.
Kind of rotten, dude.
Ew.
Nope. Puppy breath. I'm going puppy breath for best smell.
Nope.
All right, that's the first round. Here we go. We have cookies, new car smell, freshly mowed grass, coffee, and puppy breath. There we go. Those are the first round picks. Now I have the first pick of the second round. I'm going to go with frying bacon.
Dang it.
It's a good smell.
Yeah.
A real good smell.
Frying bacon smell. Raymundo?
Y'all know you love it. Gas.
Yep.
I do like
gas. Gasoline
gas
does smell really good.
Gas is good.
I just do not
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, I like smelling gas too. It's good. Morgan number two.
This is kind of gas. I'm going with the smell of a bonfire, though.
Oh, a campfire?
That's
good.
Dang it.
That's a good one. It's a good one.
That's good.
She stole that one from me.
Eddie?
I'm going to go with there's no better smell than fresh cut flowers. Ugh.
What does that smell like?
Like the wonderful scent of flowers and nature.
Raymundo's loving that one. You don't like that one, Raymundo?
Wait, come on.
We already did the grass. Now we're doing flowers. What's next?
Well, flowers
and
smell
not just
good.
Flowers. Oxygen. They have to be freshly cut flowers.
Eddie's going to pick oxygen next.
You guys are hating, but
I like the smell of water. Okay, Lunchbox.
Oh, guys. I have one of these at home. And every time you wash it, it smells so good. And then when they're young, they smell amazing. Babies. Guys, when you wash a baby, oh my. Just babies smell so good.
Fresh out of the womb?
No. Not fresh out of the womb. Not fresh out of the womb. But right. Babies smell.
Next pick, Lunchbox.
Oh, I got to go again, huh? Guys. Oh, I forgot that I got back to back. This is the first pick of the third round. Holiday season comes around. There is nothing like walking into someone's house that has a natural Christmas tree. Oh my goodness. Woo! Christmas tree.
Christmas pine.
Yeah, Christmas pine is how you would describe that.
Christmas tree.
I like
That's good.
Was his answer. You got to go Christmas tree. You can't switch his
guess. That's fine. A fresh Christmas tree. That's good. Fine. I don't care.
Eddie.
You stole that one from me, too. So I'm going to go with the best smell in the world because no one, I guess everyone's too cool to say it, pumpkin spice.
Thank you. Finally.
You're welcome.
I mean, that alone is going to win it for you,
thank you,
Eddie.
Amy. I feel the same way.
I guess I don't know what that, I'm not, I don't drink pumpkin spice, so I don't know the smell.
Morgan,
smells
number
of the
two.
Holidays.
I'm going to go with, sticking with the outside smells, the smell after it rains.
It's a good smell.
Raymundo, what you think about that one?
Yeah, I was going to go with that one, so I'm kind of struggling right now.
I saw
now.
You drop your head down.
I got another one.
Go ahead.
Vanilla.
Thank you.
Solid. All right, it's up to me. I have three smells here that I'm debating with in my final pick. I got three of my big ones. Like, I enjoy the smell of lavender.
Lavender's great.
I enjoy the smell of barbecue.
So good, dude.
What are your other two? Puppy breath and what?
You're going to hate on puppy breath, but it's the best.
Okay. Puppy breath and?
Frying bacon.
Oh, bacon's so good.
Bacon's good.
Okay. So good. Strong.
What's your other one, Bones?
I just picked two.
No, the one that,
he's
another
debating.
Option.
Oh, Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Oh, they're just walking in there? Yes. So good.
That's
so good.
Wow.
All I did was go, what? I didn't look up a list because all the lists had the cookies at the top, and I figured you guys would take that.
I thought about doing like Benihana's.
And then it was, I was just like, what do I like as a human to walk into? Puppies, I got a puppy. When puppies have breath, I like that. And then obviously bacon. I just love Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Do it.
And what was the other one, though?
Lavender, barbecue, or Kentucky Fried Chicken. Oh. Which one would you do?
Fried chicken.
I'm going to do KFC. Yeah.
The best smell is of those three to me.
Well, but you're also not in the game.
Oh.
Which means I can give you my honest
opinion.
No, I know.
But I'm just saying.
Like, why would I want to set you up to lose?
Exactly.
I wouldn't. Mm.
I'm going to go Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Solid.
Good one.
All right, you can go vote. You can go freshly baked cookies or babies or Christmas tree. That's Lunchbox.
That's good.
New car smell, fresh cut flowers or pumpkin spice. That's Eddie.
It's even better.
Morgan number two has freshly mowed grass, bonfire, and after it rains.
Yeah.
Raymundo has coffee, gas, vanilla.
Oh.
Strong one words.
Coffee, gas, vanilla.
Also the name of his first record. All right, Raymundo, coffee, and I have puppy breath, frying bacon, and Kentucky Fried Chicken. All right, there you go. You can
from
go.
Lunchbox,
yours? Yeah, he did.
First
did.
One.
Okay.
All right, BobbyBones.com and vote. We'll have this up momentarily. Morgan, number two?
Yeah, it's going to be up quick.
And go vote on your favorite. Eddie was talking to before the break. He's like, I got to win one someday.
All right, it's a must win for me.
Eddie's in last place right now. So it's not a must win.
Yeah, I mean, I have to make a move now. Everyone's just so far ahead.
Mike, can you roll up to the scores again? Morgan number two and Lunchbox are winning. And then I think I have four, Amy has four, and Eddie has two. Is that what it is, Mike?
And Ray has three, I think.
Oh, here we go. Morgan number two and Lunchbox are in the lead. They don't need your vote. They have five.
We do. Don't say that.
I have four, Amy has three, Raymundo has three, and Eddie has two wins.
Oh.
We're playing to 10. And the winner gets a championship belt.
Right.
Which I ordered. It should be in later this week. Hopefully. It's getting engraved. That takes a while. All right, there you go. BobbyBones.com. Vote on yours. Remember, Morgan number two and Lunchbox are winning. They don't need your votes.
No,
right,
yes, well. I do.
All right, bye, guys.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Let's go over to our producer, Raymundo. Raymundo, what you got over there?
In weather news, temperatures dropped 10 to 15 degrees in much of the country. Those brutally hot temps are pretty much done. In other news, Kroger and Walgreens are going to stop selling e-cigarettes following all the vaping-related illnesses. And finally, Instagram has eliminated the following feature, which let you snoop on your friends, seeing what they're liking and commenting on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So, Eddie, you thought you were going to be a hero, huh?
I really did. I mean, I was just trying to do what's right.
What did you see?
I was driving down the country road in the middle of nowhere, and there was a barn on fire.
Okay.
Now, I didn't see flames. I saw smoke coming out of pretty much every seam of the barn. And I'm like, guys, I've worked news before. That's a fire.
Oh, that's true. Back when you were a cameraman.
Yeah, I was a cameraman in the news. And so I was like, well, I kind of looked at it a little bit, and there's a house nearby. So I parked my car, ran to the house, and I hit the door hard. Like,
wow.
Guys, you got, there's a fire. There's a barn on fire. Everyone's got to get out.
I mean, it takes a lot to go and beat on somebody's door, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Did you hear the Garth Brooks story made you do this, huh?
Maybe.
When Garth Brooks saw a fire in Oklahoma City. Yeah. And
I actually thought about that because that was kind of the scenario I was living. I didn't have a pickup truck, but I was in my car, and I knock on the door, and no one answers. I knock harder. Finally, somebody comes out and says, yes, can I help you? I said, dude, your barn's on fire. You guys got to do something about this. And he said, my barn's on fire. And he looks over and he says, that's not fire. That's what it's supposed to do.
What is it doing? What is it?
Apparently, in Tennessee or Kentucky, they smoke tobacco or cure tobacco by smoking out their barn. And that's how they dry it out. But to me, that was a fire. And in my heart, I was saving chickens,
babies.
Babies.
Maybe there's a nursery over there of orphans.
Cows.
Nuns. There are probably nuns watching the babies too.
Everything. And she just laughed at me. He's like, you ain't from around here, are you? I'm like, no, well, kind of, but no, I guess not. I had no idea that that's what they do in the country.
But I think, to your point, that if you see something that may not be wrong, you should always say something.
And there were cars driving by like nothing. I'm like, what's wrong with you people?
They knew. You were thinking that beforehand.
Correct.
If
now
you
I
see
know.
Something that could be wrong, you should always say something. Because even if it's not, okay, nothing lost. But if it is, you actually could save somebody's life. And not just a fire. You know, we do a bunch of events. And even our shows, Eddie and I are on the road all the time. You know, if you see something crazy, you should let somebody know.
Yeah.
Worst case scenario is if it's not crazy, they go, oh, that's normal.
And they laugh at you.
Just smoking tobacco. No problem. But real worst is if somebody's really up to something. Or that place is really on fire.
Right.
I know Lunchbox is laughing at you.
I mean, that is so funny that you made yourself look like a fool.
I mean, I felt like a fool.
I mean.
Because he was nice about it, but he laughed at me straight up.
When you were doing television news, did you cover a bunch of fires?
Oh, yeah. Lots of fires. And there was one thing, too, that I didn't smell. That smell of, like, rubber burning, which is usually the smell of a structure fire. I didn't smell that. It kind of smelled like a good barbecue.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I did second guess myself a little bit, but I just thought I was going to be a hero.
Well, yeah, you did the right thing.
See Thanks. Something, say something. It's a good example of you just doing what you thought and what you felt. Even though you're wrong, that's okay.
Right.
Were you chasing the applause a little bit?
Yeah, he was looking for fame. He was looking for fame. I love it.
Did you record it?
No, I didn't record it. No.
I still applaud you. I still applaud
you.
That's a great job.
Thank you.
I'm with you. There he is. You're my hero.
There
he is. My hero.
Yeah.
Video for this ready. The Bobby Bones Show. Hey, let's go talk to Carrie in Missouri, who's on. Hey, Carrie.
Hey.
What's happening with you?
I just wanted to say thank you for talking about how you grew up. I can relate just about to all of it. And I was just wondering if you were ever invited to a birthday party as a kid, did you take a gift or how did you do that?
Oh, that's interesting because it's funny you bring that up because we were poor. So the gift was always a big part of at times why I wouldn't even go. So I haven't thought about this in a long time. So kids would have birthday parties. A lot of times I didn't even get invited because I wasn't that cool. But if I did get invited, it would be, can I afford a gift? And a lot of times I couldn't, so I just wouldn't go to the party. Because you can't take a good gift. Because they open gifts right in front of people.
Yeah.
I hated that. That was the worst time people were opening gifts that other people got them. Because sometimes I would try to find something I already owned and, like, clean it and make it look new again. You ever do that, Carrie?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do that. Where'd you grow up?
In Missouri, but I was born in Arkansas. And then I was raised by family, not my parents. My mom was also an addict and still is. So I can relate to a lot of what you talk about.
No, well, I appreciate that. I haven't thought about the birthday struggle in a long time. Even, you know, I've talked about at my high school, like people don't have money in my school, but the high school basketball team, I try to buy their shoes every year, the entire high school basketball team. Because when I was a kid, I couldn't afford the shoes to actually get on the team because everybody had to have matching shoes. And they were like, if you don't have matching shoes, you can't get on the team. And I probably could have went and begged somebody for money to buy the shoes, but I couldn't do that. And so what I do now is, because I'm in a good place now, I buy the whole team their basketball shoes so nobody has to feel that way. I could find one or two people that needed it, but I feel like without calling anybody out, nobody feels that, oh, I'm being...
Right. You don't want to single anybody out
being
as
the
person
guy
that got the charity or the...
And I'm very sensitive to that, mm-hmm. as the person that got the charity most of my life.
Yeah. And I guess this is a good to bring up too, even about the gifts, like for some parents to be aware or other family friends to be aware of kids that may not have as much but might be invited to a birthday party. Like, would it have been weird for you for like another, if another parent had noticed or something and said, hey, Bobby, we know you're going to so-and-so's birthday party. Why don't you come to Walmart and go shopping with us?
I'd have been humiliated.
That would have been bad. Okay, so how do you handle, like, because I would want to...
I handle it by just not going.
Well, I know, but I would still want you to go to the party. Like, I still would want the kid to go to the party. So what can we as parents do so the kids don't feel that way?
I would think...
It's not like
I
can...
would address it from the other side. Okay. If there are kids coming to the party that you know don't have a lot of money or maybe can't afford nice things, you don't have your kid open gifts in front of everybody.
Okay.
I would more so than the kid, I would just address it as how would I handle the party differently.
Okay. That's a good point. I mean, because you don't, that's just something that I had not thought of. But yeah, you would never want someone to not come because and not also, miss out on all the fun because they couldn't bring a gift.
Please invite me, kids. If I'm in the time machine, can I come mm-hmm. to the parties?
Yeah, that's true.
That'd be cool. One time I had a birthday party, I told you, at the old gym. Paid $25 to rent it.
Nobody came.
I had roller skates.
Man.
Saved up, too. It was going to be awesome. We were going to play. We had volleyballs. We were playing hockey, volleyball hockey.
Oh, yeah.
And got roller skates. It's going to be the party's going to be so fun. Dang. If they weren't related to me, they didn't show up. I was like, dang. It was fun, too. But you know who won the hockey game? Me. That's right. I put the cones up, played. It was amazing.
20-0.
Yep. Hey, Carrie, I appreciate that call. Thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right.
For
see you later.
About all you do.
Yeah, of course. Thank you very much. I'm happy to do it. Bobby Bones
Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Dan and Shay announced their arena tour for 2020. They announced 37 dates ranging from March to October, kicking off in Nashville.
Yeah, big deal because they've moved up in venue size again. Arenas.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So good for those guys. And March. So October, November, December, January, February. 6 months until it starts. You start saving up. But the crazy part is some of our stations are getting that tour near the end of it. And I'm doing, be sure to buy your Dan and Shay tickets October 2020.
Like in a year.
It's a year away. Like they go on sale Friday and you can buy them a year out. I just don't think I'd buy tickets a year out. Who knows what's going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
I may not even be here.
It's too far away.
I may have a kid by then.
Oh
yeah. Morgan number two, what else?
Brad Paisley is over for a show in Sweden, but before the show, he showed up to a bar before the gig just to hang out with fans. He didn't perform, but he did take pictures with everybody.
There you go. All right, what else?
And Luke Bryan had to give his kids an explanation for knocking boots.
Mm.
And he said to them, boys, it's like when me and mama are dancing and our boots hit together. He then laughed and said they have a few years before they have to figure that out.
Isn't one of his kids like 17?
No, he's not that old.
But like 12 or 13?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. They probably already know.
Oh, had the talk already?
No, if you're that young, you probably in 12 or 13, you probably kind of know.
Well, my daughter's 12. She doesn't know.
You don't think she knows?
She doesn't. No. We've talked about it. She doesn't know.
Okay.
Like when
I think 12-year-olds know.
Okay. When Rachel
do,
got pregnant on Friends, she was like wondering how that happened.
He has an 11-year-old and a 9-year-old. I'm just saying nowadays with Facebook, Instagram, I think kids know at 11, 12 years old. I knew at 12.
12? You knew at 12?
Yeah, I'm from the streets,
though.
Oh, I
thought for a long time you thought it was like the belly button.
Yeah, until I was like 11 and a half. Yeah. All right, Morgan number two, what else? Did it?
That's it. I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So this woman, Dorothy Mercy Ballard, she recently turned 100 years old, and she was treated to a special surprise from an unexpected person. Her garbage men. Yeah. Ben Bird struck up a friendship with her over the last 8 years, picking up her trash, and he wanted to do something nice for his favorite lady. So when she was turning 100, he got his boys together, and they surprised her with a birthday cake topped with candles. The men sang to her, and they waited for her to blow out the candles and asked her what she wished for, and she said she couldn't really think of anything, so she just thought of, well, I'm wishing for 105.
Yeah, good.
She wants to live 5 more years.
Good story.
So I know. I just thought it was super cute. And I was like, God, it made me think, like, I don't even know my garbage men.
Or I should really pay attention to anyone around me.
Yes, I know. And, I want to know them. Or and, my
they should,
male
and they should also
person.
Pay attention to me. I'm just hanging out. Somebody talk to me.
Just
sometimes
say
hi. I'm lonely. All right, cool. Yeah. All right, that's a good story, though. Thank you. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Albuquerque, New Mexico. An 18-year-old kid always wanted to be a cop. So he was like, ooh, I'm going to go buy some cop lights. I'm going to put them on my car and start pulling some people over. So he pulls over a car, and he's out there interrogating the driver.
Oh, my. Oh, wow.
When a real cop drives by and goes, man, that doesn't look like one of our undercover cars, pulls over and asks the 18-year-old for his ID, and he fesses up to, hey, man, I'm not really a cop.
You think?
Like they didn't know.
Crazy. Yeah.
There's an audio clip.
I'm just going to be straight up honest with you. I'm not a cop. Bought it offline. Offline.
Okay. Do me a favor. Stay in here, okay? For a second.
Let's be straight up honest. I'm just going to get some good points here. Listen, cop to cop. I'm just not a cop. He's like trying to like get on his level. Listen, officer to officer, I'm not real. Hope you can find it in your heart to forgive me. And then you go to jail?
Oh, you got arrested, mugshot, everything cuffed and stuffed. Hilarious. They took his badge away. I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
King Calloway.
Here they are. They are back.
Yeah.
Look at you guys. Man, it's like every time you guys leave and come back, like there's a big life experience that happens. Chris just got married.
Yes.
Look at you.
I did, yes.
And how old are you, Chris?
I'm 26. Yeah.
Young.
Okay, question though, because y'all were talking about his wedding when we were off air, and I'm like, wait, where's his wedding ring?
I know, it doesn't fit. It kept on falling off on the dance floor, so my dad has it.
Okay.
I have to get it.
Are like, you sure it's a little bit like King Calloway? They can't look like they're married.
Right, yeah. Right.
You know?
I promise, no. It just does not. It was a little bit too big, so I have to get it. And I just got back from my honeymoon, so I haven't.
That makes sense. Time, but yeah, for a long time, we couldn't know that Justin and Brittany were really dating.
And, you know.
No, I'm a married man and proud.
And Chris and Jordan are like Justin and Brittany, I'd say.
Yes.
We've always kind of thought that. Yeah.
So if your husband, Amy, your new husband, had an excuse as to why he couldn't wear his wedding ring.
He does
have
one.
Wouldn't you immediately go, let's get that
fixed? Well, she probably knows. His doesn't fit. And it is true that sizing is an issue, especially in the beginning. So if it was falling off on the dance floor, then it makes sense. But yeah, I mean, my husband's a pilot, often does not have his ring on because he shouldn't fly with it in case he has to do something. He never wants his ring to get caught on something.
Well, that's life or death. This guy's over here.
But that's what he would tell me. And I'd be like, oh, come on. Like, your ring's really going to get caught on a part of the airplane and it's going to cause some major malfunction. But that's what he says. So.
Well, it helps. It was her call. Like, I actually wanted to keep it on. But after, like, the third time it falling down and kind of, like, where did it go? She was like, give it to somebody you trust. So I was like, Dad, take my wedding ring. Yeah.
So how long have you been with your now wife?
8 years.
Holy crap.
What? Oh my God.
High school sweethearts?
High school sweethearts. Oh, okay. I took her to prom. We've been together for a long time. Yeah.
So a lot of that, you were really young. It's not that you were just, well, I mean, y'all are young, but you took that long to propose.
Yeah. But yeah, it did take 8 years, but also, you know, we've been through a lot together, so.
And with you,
I finally did it.
I remember you were washing buses. Like there was a real struggle for you for a bit. She still was with you. Like a big shout out to her.
Yeah, and she said yes. I proposed while I was washing buses. So
really?
That was even before all this kind of was happening. So that shows kind of her how much faith that she has in me. So I'm getting all gooey.
Well, look at this. King Calloway's here. They have a record out this week. Let me play a little clip from. We're going to do some stuff here, but let me do, because I like the song. Which one do I like? I want to play Missing You. One of my friends, Dave Barnes, one of the writers of this song. One of my dearest friends, Dave Barnes. This is Missing You. Here's a little bit of that.
I'm just missing you. Reminiscing on the kiss and everything we used to do. But don't take this as a makeup. Just hang up. Girl, I'm begging you. I'm just missing you.
Listen to that. Those sweet vocals. Come on. Dang. It's Missing You. That's a new song that's out on the King Calloway record. It's also, Caleb, with you, you graduated high school.
Yeah, I did. What like, was that?
Are you the youngest? Are you the Joey McIntyre?
Yeah,
of the
I'm
group?
The baby.
Yeah?
I'm the youngest.
You're 18?
Just turned 19.
Wow.
But I'll forever be. I'll forever be.
Now. Thank you. And so you graduated high school from, where'd you go to school? What town?
Milford, Ohio. It's like a super small town in Ohio.
All these knuckleheads come to your graduation?
They all went with me, which was crazy. So we actually played a show in my hometown the night before, which was absolutely insane. It was like we were the Beatles in Portsmouth, Ohio.
Oh, yeah. Good for you.
It was so cool.
Is home proud of you?
Yeah. Yes. Like there were billboards when I walked into town of me, like my face on billboards and stuff. It was super cool.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you.
That's pretty cool. Do you guys, I can sit here and play a bunch of these tracks from the record, but what if you guys played a little bit of Obvious, which is one of the new songs? Can you guys do a little bit of that for me?
Sure. Yeah, we can give you a little taste of Obvious.
All right, King Calloway's here. Let me say this. They're in Minneapolis, Ocala, Florida, Milwaukee, Grand Rapids. I tell people to go to the Brisbane, Australia show, but they're probably not going to be able to get there in time for that one.
If they want to take the flight with us, man, that'll be a fun experience.
Would it? That's a long trip. I'm checking that flight. Holy cow. All right, King Calloway's here. Let's do like a verse and a chorus from their new song called Obvious.
Hey guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but I just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff. Mr. Bobby
Bones. Come on!
Yeah!
It's funny. It's so weird with you guys because, you know, I know you guys at this point, and I forget how, because I will see you and talk to you, and I know it's, you know, Chris and I know each other a little bit too outside of here, and it's like I forget how good you really are. Then you come in, and I'm like, "Holy crap! I forget they're so good." Mm-hmm. I saw you kind of get struck too, but when they started singing,
yeah, I know. I'm with you the same thing. You kind of like, okay.
When you know somebody, you forget
these guys up here, and then a couple of times. Well, I don't know if y'all sang last time when you came in, and so yeah, to have you up here singing is good too. And y'all can spell.
Yes,
that's true too.
I made sure y'all got it right.
It was hard. Oh, it was hard at first, truly. Yes.
And if one of you messes up, the whole word's gone. If one of you goes O before V, it's over. It's over. King Calloway's here. I know we didn't talk about this. Do you guys feel like you're pretty well versed if I just throw anything at you that you guys can do? All right. You know what I like? Let's do a little bit of Rivers. Oh, can you do that? Verse and chorus?
Oh, verse and chorus of Rivers?
See, yeah. You can tell we didn't talk about this, but now I'm in the mood. You guys have moved me to do a little more of this. You guys good with that?
Yeah.
Look at this.
It's very powerful.
Holy crap. Yeah.
I never know where to look. Like, I'm like, which one's singing?
There's six of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a magician, like trying to get you in the five Carmani. You're trying to keep up with the right one. You're like, where's the ball? Which cup is it under?
Yes, yes, yes.
Where's it at? All right, King Calloway's here. They got a record out. It's out. It's out now. How cool is it to have a record out finally after all grinding on the road for so long? Like, it's got to be pretty exciting, right?
Yeah, it really is, like, super exciting. And I think for a lot of us, we've been in bands before King Calloway, but we never put out albums. We just put out, like, EPs or demos and stuff. And so now to have, like, an album that we can all say and like claim, it feels surreal, and it's finally out, so super exciting.
Any shoving matches in the band yet? Like it's like noon and your ear, because we do that. We have shoving matches like every Wednesday. It's like,
I think mostly those early airport calls.
Dude, the worst. Or you're just tired. Yeah. And you're so comfortable with each other that if they irritate you, you're so comfortable to let them know you're irritated. And so, oh boy.
Plus everyone gets to that airport to get coffee. And has anyone seen the length of the Starbucks line at Nashville Airport every single morning? So we always get there quite early, but you get used to it. You adapt, you know, and it's just so much fun being on the road with your brothers, which is the best part.
Who's got the biggest, who takes the most clothes on the road?
Caleb, by far.
We'll have like a day trip.
I don't know about that. I bring a lot of clothes, but I bring like six pairs of shoes
Caleb,
everywhere I go.
Caleb, you're like 12 though. I know. Right. You just graduated high school. All right.
I just bring a lot of shoes.
You know what I enjoy about you guys is sometimes you get on social media and you just cover songs. I think a band that is so secure in how good they are, they'll cover other artists too. I think that's cool. Mm-hmm. Like, so let's do something. Because they got a new record out, but why don't we do a little cover jam for audience? What do you guys want to do?
We do Take It Easy.
That's a good one. Yeah. Like the Eagles.
Yeah.
All right, here they are. It's King Calloway doing the Eagles here on the Bobby Bones Show. The record is out. It's called Rivers.
Yep.
Let me describe to my people listening right now. There's six of them, and one is more beautiful than the other, whichever way you want to go down. There's one after the other. I don't know what else to say. You guys, you just crush it. You come in here and you vocally crush it. There are no special instruments on their voices.
No.
No one asked for the T-Pain? Sometimes they do. There are six of you, so how many hotel rooms do you guys get? Do you share rooms? Do you have?
Yeah, we got one hotel room.
One hotel room.
Just got to say.
We fight for who takes the beds. Yeah. Two people a bed, someone on the couch, if there's a couch, and then someone on the floor.
Do you guys have the same roommates every time? Or do you, yeah, you kind of have?
We do. It's split up this way as well, actually, just looking at this, yeah.
So the two.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, I hope people go out and they stream the crap out of this record. They buy it if they want to buy it.
Thank you.
They go see you live when you play. You've done it all, from Kimmel to opening for Garth, where Garth walks out and says, hey, let me... He walked out before he even played and was like, you guys got to give these guys a listen. That's a pretty big compliment.
Yeah.
So you guys know I'm a fan, and King Calloway's record's out today, and it's so good to see you guys. And here they are. Check them out, King Calloway, and voila.
Thank you.
We will see you guys next time, all right? Don't forget us when you blow up. My name's Billy Bones. Don't forget me, all right? Bobby Bones. So what would you do if a grown man came to your house tonight in a costume and knocked on the door and said trick or treat?
I mean, I'd be a little weirded out.
A grown man on October the 8th.
A little weird.
Call the cops?
I'm not going to call the cops, but I'm going to be like, kids, stay away, and who are you?
Okay, so Lunchbox did this.
Okay.
He dressed up in his penguin costume.
Yep, penguin. Yep.
And he goes out and he trick or treats in early October. And everybody just kind of freaks out. Here he is talking to the first lady. Go ahead.
Trick or treat.
Wrong house.
No trick or treat. Halloween.
Okay, thank
you. No trick or treat. You're supposed to give me candy for trick or treating.
You are.
No. I'm early. The early, you know, Halloween's coming up and I want to get the good candy.
Sorry.
No.
She wasn't having it?
No, she was not having it. She opened the first door, but she had the glass door between me and her.
Oh, could you see her?
Yeah, I could see her. She was looking right at me, but...
She kept going, no?
No.
It is weird. Lunchbox is 38 years old.
38.
In a penguin costume with a beard.
Scary. You're
alone.
Yeah.
Going at night.
Treat. Okay, so that's 0 for 1. All right, here you go.
Trick or treat!
What are you doing?
No, trick or treat! No, trick or treat! No! No candy?
No.
All right. Happy Halloween.
Say what?
I said happy Halloween.
Yes. It's not Halloween. It's Halloween season, but it's Halloween.
Well, the early bird gets the worm.
Wow. What'd he say?
Whoa.
He said, get the blank out of here.
He has a point, though, right, guys?
It's scary.
If an adult man came out to my house in a costume, I would think he was either casing my house or waiting for me open door to attack me.
Right.
Or he's looking for kids.
Yeah.
I mean, he says, threatened to call the cops, told me to get lost. He was not happy.
Where did you go? That guy was...
I don't think it matters, Amy.
He was not... No, I only went to houses with Halloween decorations out. So...
He's like, I went where they had lights on. Ain't that the rule?
Well, that's true. You'd think they would be a little bit more into it.
Right. If they have decorations out, you'd think they would love Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Lunchbox is trick-or-treating as an adult in a costume in early October.
Trick-or-treat! Trick or treat. What? No, trick or treat. Like Halloween, where you get candy. Because you got decorations, so I'm early. No?
Is she even talking to you?
No. She has a door that's like glass. So the front door is glass. So she comes and stands on the other side of the door, and she just kept shaking her finger like, no.
Oh,
no.
Dikembe Mutombo? Like,
no.
Don't bring that in here.
And I was talking to her, and she was just, nope, or shaking her head, no. She did not say a word. She looked terrified.
Oh. I'm just so surprised that people aren't calling the cops on you.
Mm-hmm.
But all right, listen, what are they going to do? They're going to call 911. What's your emergency? Yeah, some guy just came and trick or treated at my house.
Yeah, suspicious.
I wouldn't call 911, but I would call like 311 or whatever the non-emergency number is. Because if I saw something creepy, I would always call.
Yeah. Be like, there's a man dressed as a penguin on my porch.
There's a 6-foot penguin on my porch with a beard asking for candy.
Yeah.
Here's one more clip of Lunchbox trick-or-treating.
Trick-or-treat!
Trick-or-treat?
Yeah!
All right.
Yeah, I'm a little early, but I wanted to beat the crowds.
Well, you don't have anything.
You don't have any candy?
No.
You got cool decorations, so I thought you were ready for Halloween.
No, did you get him some fruit snacks?
That's what I'm talking about. Thank you so much, my man. Happy Halloween!
That's cool.
You got some fruit snacks.
Fruit snacks. That's pretty good.
Those people are awesome.
A listener named Abigail Hale posted her, I think it's her Ring doorbell camera video,
and it's you beating on her door in a penguin costume, and she wasn't there.
Yeah.
Because you rang the doorbell, and it starts recording as soon as you rang the doorbell.
Yeah, she posted it, and I thought that it was going to be one of those on the neighborhood, like, this person's going around, but it was actually a, oh my gosh, I can't believe I wasn't home when Lunchbox came to my house. But yeah, I went to that house. It had Halloween, good Halloween decorations, but yeah. No answer.
So out of four houses, you got one bag of fruit snacks?
Yeah, and let me tell you, a lot of houses just don't answer the door.
Mm.
Yeah.
So I went to more than four houses, but man, you knock, no answer. People, if you're going to decorate for Halloween, let's be getting a better mood.
But it's not Halloween yet. Not Halloween and people aren't supposed to be trick-or-treating, yeah, I avoid answering my door too.
Okay. I avoid answering my door even if it's not Halloween.
Right.
It's not somebody asking
That's
for candy.
What I mean.
I just don't answer the door, period. I don't answer my door. If somebody's coming over and I know they're coming over, they just come in because we've already set it up, or I don't answer ever. There's no reason people should be coming to my house.
Mm.
I'd have been a terrible neighbor in the 50s when people just walked all around.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Okay, tell me if you think this is weird or awesome or creepy or...
Go ahead.
So this bride wanted to honor her dad on her wedding day. He passed away from cancer and he was cremated. And her cousin is a nail artist and decided that she could take some pieces of the dad, like from the ashes and some bones, and do some nail art with it. So she wore him on her nails at her wedding.
Wow.
I have no problem with it. If it makes her feel better,
yeah, it was
good
dust,
for her.
Dust-like pieces and the tiny bone fragments. And they...
What is weird is her nails look like Wolverine. They're so long. Aside from that, hey, listen, you want to put something that means, listen, good for you.
Right. I mean, it's special. I just didn't know. Yeah.
But did you see her nails, though, aside from the fact that that was in it? They look like Freddy Krueger nails.
Oh, really? They're that long?
It's just a bad nail job, period.
Well, she obviously likes her nails that way. But then, her husband.
I'm not judging her for the ashes. I'm judging her for the bad nail job.
Can you use your hands when your nails are that long?
It's really hard. Like, I have a hard time, even if mine grow out too long, like, I'm typing, and I'm like, I can't type as fast as I want to.
What are you, a 1960s receptionist?
I can get pretty good.
All right, what else?
So that people know that this is possible. If you want to take a loved one with you on your wedding day, you can put them on your nails. So, Tide Pods, eating them was a thing.
Oh, yeah, it was awesome for a while.
Right. Dangerous, don't do it. But one company was like, maybe we could make something out of this that would actually be awesome. And it's this whiskey company, and they've made whiskey-filled pods. So, it looks like Tide Pod.
But there's whiskey in it.
And you put it in your mouth, and you get to eat it, and it's like something yummy.
They should do, pod roulette. Well, you close your eyes.
And one of them really has Tide?
One has whiskey. Yeah. Yeah.
And
one has whiskey, one has mustard, and one has Tide.
And somebody falls down, you're like, wow, you got the Tide one.
When they start clutching their chest. Looks like Benji got the Tide pod. I do. So whiskey pods. But again, that's like a Jell-O shot, right? More than it is a Tide pod. It's just a... just whiskey in a...
Just like a shot.
All right.
But, I mean, they were like, hey, they saw something. They're like, oh, people actually like...
Well, they missed it by about a year.
Right.
A little late. But, okay, what else?
So, if you have a Gordon folding knife from the company Harbored Freight Tools, it's a folding knife that a lot of people keep in their pocket. And I'm just letting you know about a nationwide recall because there's 1.1 million pocket knives out there and they have a laceration hazard because the locking mechanism has been failing and the knives are coming undone in people's pockets and stabbing them.
Oh.
So, you know.
That's no good.
It's a little dangerous, as I'll let y'all know.
Don't all knives need a laceration hazard?
Well, yes, they all knives have that locking mechanism. But if it fails to engage or whatever, then it comes undone. Sort of, my switchblade is really hard to get out. Like, it's getting, stuck. Like, I could not, if I needed to whip it out in, a matter of seconds, I'd be like,
oh. This is a hardcore knife, by the way, Amy's talking about.
Yeah. It's like Rambo's?
I thought it was like a pocket knife we used to have back in the day. Like a little one.
It's a folding knife.
Yeah, it's like one that you cut large meat with.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they're calling it a pocket knife.
I'm sure you can put it in your pocket, but it's a big boy. All right. That's it. If you have this, watch your thigh because you probably get stabbed in it today. All right, is that it, Amy?
Yeah, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Back in 2015, Bea was 6 months old when she was diagnosed with a liver disease. So she goes to the Children's Hospital in Cincinnati. They cure the disease. And now, you know, she's like, Mom, I want to give back to the hospital. I want to set up a lemonade stand and give the money back. So she did, raised $148, and her mom just posted a picture on Instagram, said, oh, look at Bea giving back to the, you know, hospital. And it went viral. Now people have been donating to her Venmo, $75,000 for the Children's Hospital.
Holy cow.
That's awesome.
Wow. Wait, why is that little kid got a Venmo?
No, the mom has a Venmo.
Okay. That's a great story, though. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones Show.
That's right. Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Well, you have a draft coming up, and it will be a draft of your favorite smell. And with the first overall pick today will be Lunchbox.
Yeah.
What is he going with?
A fart, maybe?
His own fart.
Smelly socks.
That does smell good. Oh, I do smell my socks every time I take them off.
We'll do our favorite smells coming up. Let's go over to Amy now with the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
What do you call wood when it's scared? Petrified.
Oh.
Petrified wood?
Yeah.
Get it?
It's not
that. Oh, I got it. Okay, get it.
Do you think it's funny?
Yes! Oh my gosh. You have to turn on your science brain. And it's scared.
Who are you? The Dennis Miller of Halloween jokes? You got to turn on your brain. We're really intelligent here. We're going to give it to you.
Okay.
We're going to give it to you.
It's good.
Is it?
Yeah. I just didn't think you were thinking about
that,
it.
All right. Petrified. There it is. Thank you.
That was the Morning Corny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, so what happened?
So my daughter, Sashira, was finally looking through the Nashville Lifestyles magazine at the Beautiful People list.
Well, let me brag on you for a second because I know you're not going to. What they do in this issue of a magazine called Nashville Lifestyles is they pick what they call the most beautiful people. And it's not even about how good your face looks. It's about how good you are as a person. And so Amy gets put on the list, and rightfully so, because there she is. There she is.
I'll brag on you since you're not, but I follow in your footsteps. You made it years ago.
I made it years ago. That's right.
Yeah.
The year was 1963. Not like 5 years ago. But anyway, you're in it, and you look fantastic, and your daughter's looking through the magazine.
Yeah, and she's looking at everybody, and then she kind of gets through the whole list. She's like, that's it? And I said, yeah. And she held it up, and she said, sorry, Mom, but how did you make this list and Ariana Grande didn't?
It's funny.
And I was like, well, she doesn't live in Nashville, so I guess if she lived here, I'm sure she would make the list. And she's like, well, whatever. I just don't know how you're in here and she's not, so it shouldn't matter where she lives. So I was like, okay, noted. Stashira is now obsessed with Ariana Grande. I mean, she has been for a while, but now she's confessing that she thinks she's beautiful.
Does she think you're beautiful?
I mean, I think she was confused how I was in there and Ariana Grande wasn't. I don't know. Sometimes she tells me. She's really opinionated about my look, my outfit, my makeup, my hair sometimes, which I can appreciate. Like, I'll come out of my room, she'll be in the kitchen, and I'll be ready to go for something, and she'll give me the, are you wearing that? And I just have to roll with it because, yes, I'm wearing it. But then the times where she gives me the, you look good, I know she means it. She doesn't just throw that out there. Sort of like you. You, when you give a compliment, you mean it.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
It's only a few that come out.
Yeah.
Yes, Bobby Bones.
Tomorrow on the show, someone on this radio show has a big old personal announcement, and everybody's playing poker face right now. I'm looking at everyone, and everybody's playing it off. Or is it me?
Could be you.
Tomorrow on the show, someone around this time has a big personal announcement. Be sure to hang out. I was reading a couple wedding stories. I'm so entertained by people that go berserk at weddings or people that have no idea how to act like a human at weddings. What about weddings is that makes people go nuts?
Alcohol.
Free alcohol.
Open bar.
Interesting. I don't drink. Never thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was maybe like the scenario of bride and love. Okay. A nervous newlywed
got on this site called Mumsnet to ask users whether she had the right to be upset about what happened at her wedding. She found that 43 of her pictures, whenever they got all the pictures back, featured one of her bridesmaids with a bunch of the bridesmaid's family. So she had taken the photographer off and took a bunch of family pictures. There were 43 pictures. Quote, got married a couple months ago, smallish affair, on a budget. Explaining that her photographer is new to the business but takes great photos. The author said that she and her partner paid for a small package to receive about 300 photos. And when it came back, about 43 of them were of her, the bridesmaid and the family. Amy, go ahead.
I mean, I just think you're, just because you are at a wedding where there happens to be a photographer, it doesn't mean it's your personal time to get some family photos done. Maybe like one because you're a bridesmaid and you're all dressed up and you're a part of the day. But 40, no. That's so weird.
I feel that 43 is too much. Mm-hmm. If you wanted to even get 3 or 4, the fact that there is an amount of pictures that they were going to get back also makes it a scenario for me. Like if she, the photographer's like, we're just going to send you a bunch of pictures and just sends back 3 or 4 from the family, it's fine. But there were only 300. Like that's, you know, 3 of them is 1%.
Mm-hmm.
30 of them is obviously 10, over 10% of the pictures was of this bridesmaid. Would you say something to her?
I mean, I would just be like, I got your photo shoot in my wedding album. Like, thanks for the heads up you were going to do that. I mean, maybe if she's your bridesmaid, she's close to you, so she should feel comfortable enough to be like, hey, do you mind if I grab a quick pic of my family? And I'm sure the bride would be like, yeah,
do you mind a quick 43 I can have here with...
Not a photo shoot.
So I will be upset. You will be upset. Lunchbox, should she be upset?
Oh, I'll send her a bill. She'll be paying for however, what did you say, 43%
of the... Over 10%. Does she pay over 10% of the
bill
then?
Yeah, she pays for whatever amount of pictures she took, the percentage of pictures I got back, she's paying for it.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely. You, and then you tell her that is terrible etiquette, and if you're going to be that kind of friend, cut them out of your life, but you charge that friend for sure
you
for those photos.
You invoice and then run?
Yeah.
Okay, here you go. Just to make it a little worse... Some of the pictures were from far away, so they took the photographer far away during the wedding, like a mile like down the road.
What?
Yeah, and took pictures at a different place. That's so ballsy. I admire that part of it a bit too.
Oh.
Like, I wouldn't do that, and she shouldn't do that, but to just go, hey, let's do it. Like, I would never think of, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
Here you go.
And you would think the photographer would be like, ooh, I'm going to stay here on premises of the wedding.
Said it was new.
Oh.
Maybe he thought he had to do family photos for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
A man robs a bank the day before the wedding to pay for the ring and gets caught by his fiance on social media.
That's kind of sad,
man.
Huh?
Yeah.
A Texas man has been arrested after his fiance saw a social media post of him robbing a bank the day before his wedding so he could pay for the ring. Now, I know what Lunch is going to say. If women didn't want a lot of money for the ring.
Hey.
He's pressured into it?
He's pressured into it because and he had to pay for the venue, too. He had to have the money for the venue that the next day. And he didn't have enough money, so he went and robbed. If the in-laws would have stepped up and done their job.
Well,
in-laws
sometimes don't have money.
Man, I feel bad for that dude. That's a lot of pressure. See, she pressured him to have a wedding. If they would have just gone to the courthouse, he wouldn't have to worry about this.
Heath from Crockett, Texas, was charged with aggravated robbery, booked into jail. He approached a bank teller at Citizen State Bank and said, hey, I have a weapon. I need the money. And then that video was given to the ABC affiliate in Tyler, Texas. Quote, he basically stated he was getting married tomorrow. Oh, man, he does it. This is sad. Yeah, he should have just went, but give me your money, and went away. But he was, like, telling the story.
Mm-hmm. He told the truth.
He basically stated he was getting married tomorrow, so he didn't have enough money to pay for a wedding ring, and he wanted to buy it, and he needed to pay for the wedding venue.
Mm.
Is it weird that I want to help this guy out?
No, I don't think so.
Like, no,
he's a bank robber.
Well, no, he had to rob the bank. He felt like he needed to rob the bank.
I know, but we shouldn't be
money.
Like, yeah, a lot of people need
like,
money.
Like, lives
right?
could have been at risk because he said... Did he say he had a weapon or he had a weapon?
Said he had a weapon.
So he said he had a weapon.
I don't know if he did or not. But
right,
he said
but
it.
When you say you have a weapon, like you're putting other lives at risk.
Mm-hmm. I know. Quote, his fiance, who was supposed to marry tomorrow, was able to get in touch with him and she saw on the Facebook, she knew it was him. She contacted and said, hey, did you rob a bank? She convinced him that she knew it was him. His picture was over Facebook and he needed to turn himself in.
Okay, so if you're her,
that's what
is
I was about
that
to ask.
Romantic or turn off?
Yeah, he's. Now, do you stick with them also? That's a good question.
Like, do you get it annulled or not? You don't.
Well, they're not married yet. Wasn't
the
day before
that was for the ring.
Mm-hmm. I know, but did that not happen?
No, she found out before the wedding.
Oh, I thought it was the day after, so they probably got married, and they all that happened before. So the wedding didn't happen?
No, I don't know.
Yeah, you get married. Of course you have to marry him now.
So what? That's hot?
Conjugal, what?
Oh, yeah, so you think it's hot. You're into that.
I don't know that I'm into it, but he broke the law for her.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're into this.
I don't think it's hot, but I'm like, if I'm her.
No, you wanted to help him, and now you're like.
Okay, I'm into him. I'm not going to lie to you.
Bobby's like, call me.
I just thought that was a wild story. Now I feel bad for him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I do too. Because, yeah, it's not like he was trying to say. He Lunchbox said, he was honest about it. He was like, I'm robbing you, but it's because I'm getting married.
He's a true ride or die, though. Like, he's with you to the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the end. Yeah, he's in jail.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A construction company in Florida has figured out a way to turn scrap wood into toy guitars for sick children all around the world. How cool is that? A few years ago, Wayne Robison, who runs the company Rulin International, saw a bunch of scrap wood that was just going to waste. And he's like, man, there's got to be something we can do with that. And so they turned it into 10,000 guitars, and they're making them. Each small wooden toy guitar is fine-tuned, and they send them to orphanages and hospitals. Isn't that wild? Like, you just see garbage and go, I bet we can do something with that garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet we can do something that makes kids happy. And they focused on music. They've set a program that will continue to put smiles on faces of children in need for years to come.
Love it.
Just somebody that's going, we got to do something. There's probably so many times in our life we can look around where we're just wasting, but we could probably recycle it into something else.
Do you know what they say? One man's trash is another man's treasure.
Yeah, or one man's trash, if manipulated correctly, could be something another man could use. Although that'd be way too long to print.
Right.
Like, that saying probably didn't work for that reason. But anyway, I'm going to shout out Wayne Robison and encourage you, if you're listening now, you know, it's probably somewhere in your life where you're taking it for granted or going, man, and who cares? Like clothes. You know, I do with clothes. Like, I'm like, you have all these clothes that I use for a lot of these TV shows I do, and I take them, I donate them, or I give them to old boy over there.
And I really appreciate
and Eddie
that.
Really appreciates them. Because one man's extra clothes in his closet is another man's Hispanic fella's clothes he has to let out a little bit.
Yes, thank you.
There you go. All right, thank you. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
So last night, Eddie sent me a note. He goes, I'd really like to talk about a story on the show tomorrow. It didn't say what the story was. And so I was like, well, don't be weird about it. Like, what do you want to talk about? Because you guys all send in stories, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes we get to them, sometimes we don't. But he's like, no, I just want to go blind on this one. I want you to go blind. Well, I said no. And he just told me what the story is. So I'm going to give you like 60 seconds to do the story because it's so dumb.
I just love when I'm like surfing the internet and I run into these kind of stories.
Because it's about me. And it's, what's website?
It's popculture.com.
Okay. Hey, Raymundo, can we put him on a timer? A 60-second timer?
Mm-hmm.
Eddie, you're going to have 60 seconds to tell this story.
Okay.
And
I might read it a little dramatic because it's serious, hard-hitting news.
Go ahead, Eddie.
Bobby Bones reveals real reason why he believes he is still single. Radio show host Bobby Bones finally reveals the reason why he believes he's still single. He says, due to his chaotic schedule, it's hard for him to have a girlfriend. Okay. Ooh, they even mention Lindsay L here, past relationships. But they quote him a couple times. He says that he just feels like he's out to prove something and he needs to stay busy. So here we go. His calendar is full and has no time to date.
We talk about this.
Well, I know.
About every second every day on the show.
Every day.
And you're a terrible reader.
You are. I was like, get on.
He's like, well.
It's like dramatic pauses at places where there don't even need to be pauses.
He said he just has stuff on his
calendar.
And
time is up. There it is.
Bones, what kind of story is this?
I saw the story too. And basically it's like, hey, it went a little deeper than that.
It did.
Okay, go ahead.
It just goes in about how, you know, you feel like you need to stay busy.
Okay, it goes deeper than that. What it said is, because I remember doing the interview, it said that I get into a place where I go, okay, I'm going to give myself a little time to actually maybe date, have a little balance, and I just get very lonely because I've built no structure around me with friends, because I'm just like, no one expects me to be home, so no one is there to hang out. And then I'm like, well, this stinks. I'm by myself. I'm just going to go back to working.
Right.
That's what the story says.
Oh, I didn't get all that.
Oh, you just read the first line. Huh. Why do they keep mentioning ex-girlfriends when it's been years? Like, I haven't, Lindsay, Ellen, and I haven't dated in 2 years.
They have to mention something.
And that's the last serious relationship you were in.
Rachel Reinert is now married.
Yeah.
From, and they keep throwing her in articles, too, from when she was in Gloriana. Like, all right.
But, dude, you got to admit, it's kind of cool that your desire for, like, finding a girlfriend is news. Like, that's kind of cool that what's next? Who's Bobby going to find? That's newsworthy.
I'm kind of over it, though.
But people find it interesting.
Like, I'm kind of over me in that story. But, okay, it's like me running for office. Like, everybody wants to talk about that.
Oh, right.
Every interview is like, you going to run for governor of Arkansas? And now I've started to say, yeah, but that's why I don't talk about it anymore. It gets me out of it.
So, but is the answer really yeah?
Mm-hmm, it is.
What year?
Maybe in 3 years. Probably not, but maybe in 3 years.
Yeah, that's still a hard pill for me to swallow.
I know, because it...
Yeah. Well, you don't think I could do it?
No, I just feel like you want to do it, but then you're too busy and then something's going to come up. But you keep telling me over and over, no, it's when I become governor.
He can do it. What do you mean it's a hard pill for you to swallow? Like, you don't... Like, what?
I just see him on American Idol right now. Like,
okay. Hey, listen, if I get my own show...
Yeah.
And it's like an own TV show, still then, I don't know. I kind of feel the public service need right now. I just feel it. Maybe I won't. Maybe everything will get fixed in the next couple of years.
Everything.
Okay. Eddie, thank you.
You're welcome. If you want me to read another news story about you,
I will. You got to learn to read a little better, though, for radio. About? Hey, Raymundo, what'd you think about that? I see you laughing over there.
I mean, you should have read it faster so there was more time to talk about it. And then it was the weirdest way to read something I've ever heard somebody read something.
Do you know how many words were in front of my face? That's a long article.
But you also had to get to the heart of it. You were reading pointless stuff and then doing emphasis that made no sense whatsoever. Yeah,
I felt like you read the opening line twice.
Yeah, I did.
He
I
was
did.
Like, and so Bob...
B.
Bones says, what's wrong with you?
All right. I'll practice.
Yeah, practice.
All right.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Mike D., our head writer, used to be intern, used to be assistant producer, used to be phone screener, and now he writes a lot of the games here on the show, if not all the games. Went to watch The Joker. And what'd you think about it?
I thought it was easily one of the best movies I've seen all year.
What?
Yo, you didn't think that would be the case?
No.
Were you scared at all in the theater?
No.
Meaning, do you think somebody's gonna come shoot the place up?
No. I thought about it beforehand. They had some extra security out front that I hadn't seen before, but no, I felt safe in there.
Oh, they had extra people.
Yeah, they had like police officers like inside the theater.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they leave when the movie started though?
Mm-hmm. They just came in like when it started, left, and then they were hanging out in the hallway.
Hmm. And was anybody dressed up?
No. They were telling people you couldn't dress up, no face paint, and they were checking bags.
Did you go by yourself?
Yeah.
Okay, so you go in to watch The Joker. How long is it?
2 hours.
So it's long.
Yeah, but I feel like these movies typically are like 2.5 now, so I felt 2 was like perfect.
Okay, you watch it and you walk out of the theater. What are you feeling?
I wanted more. Like, it was so good, so intense, and goes into like a side of the Joker you've never seen before. And it's crazy.
Joaquin Phoenix as the Joker.
He is like, it's hard to say he's the best Joker because Heath Ledger just did such an amazing job in The Dark Knight, but it's just more Joker. And more intense than The Dark Knight.
Okay, rate this movie.
Easily 5 out of 5.
Wow.
Yeah. 5 out of 5 what?
5 out of 5 Jokers.
Oh, wow. 5 out of 5.
Yeah. Man. I think you'll love it because you like the grittier comic book stuff. And it's just real world. The story is crazy. Like, you find out how kind of he just kind of made himself into the Joker. And it's like, yeah, it's great.
Do you think they continue to roll that story?
I don't think so. I think this movie should just be a one-off. Like, I would like to see another one, but just the fact that they got it perfect, I think if they did another one, it'd just kind of ruin it.
I gotta go see it this weekend now.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta go see The Joker this weekend in face paint.
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
Okay, Mike, thank you very much.
Yeah.
There is Mike D. Anybody else care to see The Joker?
Yes, I really want to see it.
Yeah? Lunchbox?
I'll see it.
Amy?
I don't
not
care.
Not interested?
Mm-mm.
Morgan number 2?
Yeah, but okay. Not in theaters. I'm too freaked out.
Why?
I just am.
Movies or just this one?
Just a lot of movies. Anything that's really intense, I do. So I just kind of wait till it comes out.
Why in a theater? Too loud for boo-boo?
No, it's because just of the anxiety of everything with it.
You think people are going to shoot you up?
Not if I go to like a rom-com, but like if I'm going to like an action movie or something, I don't feel that comfortable anymore.
Interesting. I didn't know she wasn't a movie theater person.
Huh. I used
to be. I'm not because of germs.
Different.
But not because of sound. I actually like the intense sounds and stuff when I do go to the movie theater. All right, Mighty, thank you very much. Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Matt Stell.
Yeah, so here is Matt Stell's song called Prayed For You. This is a big hit right now.
Every single day before I knew your name, I couldn't see your face, but I prayed for you.
Just killing right now. Matt, what's up, buddy?
What's up, Bob?
Pretty good, man. I want to get you on because look at you. It's like a little... Our little kid just grew all up and got a big old hit. Last time we talked to you, you're like the little kid that had a lot of potential, a little engine that could, and here he is now. He's got a big old song on his hand.
Speech.
I'd just like to thank my teammates.
Yeah. Oh, look at that, my team. Let me read something about Matt real quick, because we've talked with Matt a bit. So those that don't know, just running through his resume real quick. Matt is 6'7". He played college basketball. He was accepted into Harvard but turned it down to pursue a career in music. He's from Center Ridge, Arkansas. He used a fake name so he could perform while he was in college. All that we got from the last interview. So you know where he is. And now here he is. He's on tour right now with Chris Young and Eli Young Band. And he's got a song that is just smashing it up. You're one of those guys, Matt, who you didn't have one of these big deals. Like you kind of grassrooted it up. Tell me about that for a second.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, as a songwriter, you know, that's kind of what you hope, that you can write music and put it out there, and if it resonates with people, that more ears will want to hear it. And that's kind of what happened with us. You know, we made some music and put a little EP out, and one thing led to another. Folks started listening to it and Prayed For You especially, and that just kind of opened up a lot of doors for us. And you know, it's got us right now on tour, like you said, with Chris Young and Eli Young Band, and it's got us a song that's knocking on the door here on country radio, and it's really changed my life in a lot of ways that I did not anticipate.
Is it crazy now to have your song sung back to you so loud by so many people?
Man, it's crazy. It really is surreal, you know, to see. You know, you go some places and a couple people will know this and that, and then, you know, now we're fortunate to be in a place where, you know, we're going to places that we've never been, and by the time Pray For You rolls around, you know, folks are singing along, and I'm getting to see everybody's back of everybody's iPhone while they're taping it from the crowd. So it is really, really a special deal for sure.
Matt Stell is on. He's got that song Prayed For You. If someone uses this as their wedding song, do you get worried that you'll lose them as a fan? Because if they get divorced, they'll associate you with this song and then be a Matt Stell hater.
Ooh. I had never thought about that.
Yeah, I'll do that to you.
Yeah, you might be right. And this song has been used in a fair amount of weddings so far, which is great. But yeah, hopefully it's like... Hopefully it's a good omen when they use it and not a bad one. Hopefully their great taste in music also means they have great taste in spouses.
That's a good point there too, because mostly people with good taste have good taste everywhere. Mm-hmm. Matt Stell is on. Yeah. We mentioned he's 6'7". I guess because I fly a lot. At 6'7", can you comfortably sit on an airplane?
Not super comfortably. No. Depending on the airline, you know, some airlines offer a lot of options for leg room, but you know, we're on Southwest quite a bit, so my best hope is an exit row or the bulkhead in front, and then I can kind of make it work. But it is not altogether ideal.
All right, so we're gonna end our little interview here with a bit of Bible trivia. It's very easy that I think you'll get them right. Now there's a lot of pressure though, because Jesus will not like it, Matt, if you do not get this right.
Stakes are high.
They are very high. I know I felt uncomfortable. I was like, ooh, what if he misses it? But then I thought, ah, what the heck? It's not me. All right, so.
Oh, but no judgment.
No judgment. Of course not.
Right.
All right. I was Bible trivia champ, though, for
Bobby's
like four
good.
Years.
Bobby reads something once and retains it.
Okay. Wait, are you telling me that Bobby Bones won something?
Yes, we are. We're saying that. Yes. Yes, we are. Okay. All right, Matt, here we go. In what city was Jesus born?
Jesus was born in Bethlehem.
That's right. Got one right. Here we go. All right. We're into this. We're only going to do three questions. What was the first recorded miracle of Jesus?
Turned the water into wine.
That's all you got to do in a row. Wow. And for one free ticket to heaven, Matt, if you get this, you want all inclusive, all bags packed, you're ready to go. What type of insect did John the Baptist eat in the desert?
Oh, man, locust?
That's right! You're going to heaven!
His name's on the list now.
Pack your bag.
It's like an American Idol when you go, you're going to Hollywood. You're going to heaven, Matt Stell.
a golden ticket all its own.
Look at this
sure.
guy. Hey, you know what, man? I'm so proud for you as an Arkansas boy myself. And I see the area code on your phone here. You're 501, still rocking it. Like, I'm happy for you. I'm rooting for you. I'm so happy for it, man.
Dude, I really appreciate it, man. I can't tell you enough how much I appreciate y'all having me on, the support and everything. And yeah, man, it's awesome when you get to visit with folks from back home. So
I'll say this real quick about Matt is that a lot of my friends play pickup basketball with Matt, and they hate playing with Matt because he's too good and to be playing in so wreck of a league. And he just goes in. He just goes in and just kills everybody. Like, he doesn't even like just play on the outside, because if you're that big, you should just only play on the outside. He just goes in and wrecks the court. Uh-huh. And so, I probably would too, though, if that were me.
Oh man, I try to rebound and distribute the ball as best I can.
Yeah, until it gets close at the end, and then you just take over the game. That's all right. You do you, though. All right, Matt Stell. Good talk to you, bud. Talk to you soon.
All right, Bobby. See you.
All right, there he is.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, let's get a round of the 60-second showdown in. On the phone right now is Breanne in Arkansas. Everybody say hi to Breanne. There she is. Breanne, how are you?
What's up? Good morning, studio.
Morning. How are you feeling?
I'm great. I'm headed to the airport. I actually currently live in Orlando, Florida, so my dad's taking me to the airport right now, and I'm so excited. This is awesome.
All right, there she is. We're going to play 60-second showdown, where I will give you 10 questions. If you get all of them right in 60 seconds, I will give you $100 of my own money, because the station ain't giving me any money to give you. That's how much I care about you.
Wow, I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. All right.
Mm-hmm. What would you do with $100 free?
With $100 free, I'd probably buy a flight to Nashville.
There it is. Well, you wouldn't get all the way. Yeah, they'd drop you off like Memphis. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
But it's a good down payment on a flight to Nashville.
There you go.
All right, there she is. All right, she's here.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, Breanne, are you ready to play? You can have your choice of questions here. You can do Disney trivia or U.S. trivia.
Oh, let's do Disney trivia. I have to. I work there.
Oh,
that's perfect.
Oh, we got a ringer, folks.
Nice.
Dang. 60 seconds on the clock. You can pass if you don't. I cannot believe she got Disney and she works at Disney.
That's pretty awesome.
I know. This is ironic.
I have your boss on the phone. If you don't get all 10 right, you're fired.
Uh-oh.
All right. Oh, no. Okay.
All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
If you don't know, you can pass. We'll come back to it. If you miss it, we'll come back to it. Here we go. You have 60 seconds at the end of the first question. And music, please, right. Raymundo. Be Our Guest is a song from what Disney movie?
Beauty and the Beast.
Correct. Where do the lions live in Lion King?
Pride Land.
Incorrect. What's the name of the bear in the Jungle Book?
Baloo.
Correct. Who is the voice of the genie in the animated Aladdin?
Robin Williams.
Correct. What princess has to be kissed by a prince to break a curse?
Ariel.
Incorrect. Which princess attempts to disguise herself as a man?
Which path?
What city is Disney World located in?
Orlando.
Who is the voice of Dory in Finding Nemo?
Ellen.
Correct. What Disney's character's nose grows every time he tells a lie?
Pinocchio.
Correct. Mirror, mirror on the wall is a quote from what famous Disney movie?
Snow White.
Correct. Where do the lions live in Lion King?
Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry. Now she got through them all.
No.
The lion, you said Pride Land. The lions actually live in Pride.
Why did I?
Go ahead.
Pride Rock?
Pride Rock.
Wow.
Right.
I thought that was just the rock they stand on. Okay.
What princess has to be kissed?
I'm disappointed in myself.
Hold on a minute, Breanne. What princess has to be kissed by a prince in order to break a curse?
You Tiana said, from you said, Princess and the Frog.
You said Ariel. It's Sleeping Beauty.
Sleeping Beauty. Oh, okay.
And then which princess attempts to disguise herself as a man?
Oh, Mulan.
Mulan would have been the right answer.
Oh, wow.
She got 7. That's a pretty strong showing, but yeah. I'm going to tell you, if somebody who works at Disney can't get all 10 Disneys, we need to reevaluate that job location.
I know. It's fine.
I appreciate you calling. Good run. That's a good try, though, huh?
Yeah.
it was fun. Thank you, guys.
There she is, Brianne. Not a winner, but still a friend of ours. All right, Brianne, we'll talk to you soon.
Bobby Bones
Show. You know me, I'm always looking for the end of the world coming.
Yeah.
And I bet I think it'd be kind of fun to see how long I could survive. We'd all be wiped out anyway, so we're all going to go.
Well, and you also like to be prepared.
Yeah, preparation and then survival. Two things I've been rocking for a while at this point.
Yeah.
So I was reading this story. If a pandemic were to sweep the globe, where would you want to be? You know, where would be the safest and most unaffected places for like zombies or the plague or crazy disease? What do you think they are?
I don't know. I want to say I've read that California is a good place.
Oh, no. America doesn't make the list.
What? Mm-mm. Oh, I have to go outside of the Americas? Mm-hmm. Okay. South Africa.
Australia is number one.
Oh, okay. Really?
New Zealand, which is right next to Australia, and then Iceland.
What's so...
Well, because they're all islands.
Okay.
And they could be a refugee because things aren't really able to get to them.
Gotcha.
If there are diseases or zombies, or it's hard to get onto an island. And, you know, where we're all connected, from top of Canada all the way down through South America, down, like, they're just running.
Right.
They're all roads. They can do that. So they say Australia would be the most favorable, safe refugee on, because it's a bunch of land, a bunch of energy, and a bunch of food just chilling. America is not on the list. We got
like kangaroos and stuff?
Well, it's a lot of space with a lot of people there and a lot of animals. Yeah. So not just kangaroos, but
koalas.
Have you ever had?
You're thinking like the nicest animal.
Well, I'm thinking of what sharks? What else?
Well, you can. Have you ever eaten kangaroo?
No.
I have.
And that's why you're going to. All right, we're done. Hey, thank you guys so much for, thank you guys who listened to the show. Amy, what's going on today?
Well, I'm supposed to go see my chiropractor today, but I'm already kind of like, is this even working? Back still hurts. So I don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I need you to remind me to sit tall with my core tight, please. What about you?
My camera call time is in about an hour at American Idol.
Oh.
So.
Chop, chop.
Yeah, American Idol in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So I'm going to head over and put some makeup on and get my hair did, and away we go.
I mean, I think your hair and makeup looks good right now.
I don't have any on, so thank you. Wow. I feel so pretty.
You're good to go.
Thank you. Have a good day, everybody. On Instagram, I'm Mr. Bobby Bones. See you tomorrow. The Bobby Bones Show.